The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? The most listened to program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, the listeners of 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, the Flag family of AM 1100 The Flag East, and AM 1090 The Flag West, rockin' the Bakken, along with the KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, North Dakota. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. We want to find out what's on your mind today. Thank you to Eugene Grainer for subbing for me yesterday. It does a wonderful job, as always. And if you have not yet signed up for Eugene's newsletter, do that, because you can get your dose of Eugene daily at HeartlandInvest.com, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I were you, I'd want that level of knowledge, because he's got a lot of it.
He absolutely does.
He's a smart dude.
He is.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, you had quite the education on the price of oil yesterday. Here's a question for you. Is it a good thing when the price of oil drops? Can you answer me that question? Is it a good thing when the price of oil drops?
That depends on your perspective, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I'm asking the listeners. I don't want to tell you whether I think it's a good thing or a bad thing, and I don't even want to know if Todd thinks it's a good thing or a bad thing. I want to know if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. Todd has a point. It depends on your perspective, so just tell us what your perspective is. I guess if your perspective is, I need a tank full of gas to get from point A to point B, it's a very good thing. Because when the price of oil comes down, generally what happens, Todd? The price of gasoline comes down.
Exactly.
Okay, so then it's a good thing, right? How about if you are in a cubicle at the state capitol crunching numbers on the budget? Do you think the price of oil coming down is a good thing or a bad thing?
You raise a good point.
And what does the current plunge in the oil price mean for the amount of money flooding into the state coffers? Exactly. So this is something I think we should spend a little time thinking about, and I actually think here's a number you ought to wrap your mind around, and this goes to the person in the cubicle.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So if we take the projected average rate of production in North Dakota over the next biennium, you could have a $100 million swing for every dollar price decline. So that means $500 million for every $5 drop in the price of oil. And $5 drops haven't been all that different. So, what do I mean by all this? Connect the dots. Grab me the front page of the paper that I left on the left of you, Todd, rather than on the right of me, where it should normally be. So, the Bismarck Tribune today.
Because you can even function there with it so far away.
The headline says, schools could see funding boost. Committee recommends $400 million more in education bill. So, we're talking about the Interim Education Funding Committee debating a bill yesterday that would send $2 billion to K-12 schools, okay? So what does Measure 5 do, Todd? Measure 5 that voters are going to vote on come November. What does Measure 5 do?
Makes the world a better place. Just ask those guys.
If you listen to them, yes. No, but what it technically does is take 5% of the oil extraction tax off the top.
Right.
All right?
That's what will make the world a better place.
Right.
That's
what they're
trying to give you their talking
points. No, they do that very well, and that's what they just as soon talk about. But what I say is what some education leaders said yesterday, birds shouldn't go in front of kids. That's as simple as that. I love birds. I'm gonna go chase some roosters over the next couple of days, right? I love it. It's part of the every fiber in our being.
With that paper in front of your microphone, I'm gonna take that away. You're formerly nicotine stained.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Doing my Rush Limbaugh impression.
I was supposed to call you L. Scottbo now, by the way.
Was that because of what Sarah Palin called me?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was a little embarrassed. Yeah.
We're supposed to
do. Is that going to show up in a promo?
Probably.
I thought it was, yeah. Anyway, Sarah Palin called me what did she say, the Rush Limbaugh of North Dakota?
Yeah. Scott Bow.
Rush, have I ever told you the Wall Street Journal story about comparing me to Rush Limbaugh?
No.
Many, many years ago. This was during the balanced budget debate in the United States Congress. Byron Dorgan, a U.S. Senator. Kent Conrad, a U.S. Senator. Congressman Earl Pomeroy, a House member. All right. This would have been, actually not 92, 94-ish, okay? 94, 95-ish. There was a big debate, you may remember, about a balanced budget amendment. Oh, what a different world we would have had if the fiscal hawk Kent Conrad and his bosom buddy Byron Dorgan had actually been what they claim to be fiscal, you know, Democrats, fiscally sound Democrats, because those two held the key to a balanced budget amendment for the United States government that would have us in a very different place, not how many trillion dollars in debt today, okay? So that whole debate was happening right there, right?
Okay.
And so I was out doing a talk radio show in the Capitol, bribing members of Congress with chocolate-covered chippers from Widman's Candy Store. And it works, by the way. But anyway, so that's how you get them to come on the radio. So they were on the radio. And the Wall Street Journal gets that, you know, North Dakota's a big deal in this debate. So they're covering our radio show. And the debates we were having between Republican members of the Senate and Democratic members of the Senate about the balanced budget amendment in 95.
Okay.
And so they do this story, and they call me a more portly version of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, ouch.
So it was something to the effect of Scott Hennin, who hails from the prairie, is a more portly version of Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet they're big fans then, right? So, not exactly ditto heads, are they?
Imagine the dilemma I have. I've been compared to what I would argue is one of the best talk show hosts on the planet Earth.
True.
Okay? That's humbling, and they're very kind, right? On the other hand, they said I was more fat than Rush Limbaugh.
Hmm.
So you can't show that to your grandkids, right? I mean, that has to go in file 13.
Depends if it's spelled P-H-A-T or F-A-T. But,
well, it was more portly. They kind of did the PC fat term, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Have I offended anybody with the fat? I hope not.
No.
Yeah. Because for most of my years on Earth, I could be fairly called fat, right?
Hey, don't look at me.
Yeah. So anyway, they called me a more portly version. Yeah. I
didn't realize that matters in radio.
Yeah, yes. Chris just said, but you digress. Yes, I did. I'm sorry. All right, let's get to the phones here because here's a very simple question. Oil prices dropping, good thing, bad thing? You tell me what your take on that is at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple other questions. Are you concerned about the threat from Ebola? Or do you think the threat is overblown? I think it's fair we can call this a crisis now, Todd. Do you know why?
Why?
You know why. We can call Ebola a crisis because why, Todd?
Because the president is not playing golf. The president is not fundraising. The president is tending to matters.
First time in the history of the presidency. I don't know that he's canceled golf, but he canceled the fundraiser. Yeah. I don't ever remember him canceling a fundraiser. We had Americans dead in Benghazi, and this guy headed for a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
And notice I said this guy because I didn't want the buzzer.
I don't even have it ready.
And you said president. I was hoping you said VO, but no, you didn't take the bait. Anyway,
no.
I think we have a crisis on our hands.
I'm a little smarter than that.
But I could be wrong. Here's another question. Should the director of the AARP in North Dakota have resigned over publicly supporting Measure 1?
Did he use his position at the AARP? If he did, then perhaps.
This is a dicey one, because when you say use his position, all he did was sign a letter saying that he supports this thing. But
The guy should be able to do whatever he wants to do, within reason. The title and, you know, AARP, that's a little different. If you're signing on behalf of AARP versus, hey, I'm Joe Blow.
I think the real issue here is it was a violation of the policy. All right, so that's why you have policies, right? That's why you have procedures. And in that case, probably...
Well, then he's going to step down.
Probably should have. But you know what? I'd like to know, like these Stanford doctors, what's the policy for them to lie about what Measure 1 would do? I mean, in other words, the doctors in my world have always been people of respect. You respect doctors, right?
Right.
And you look up to them, and I can count on a few hands. I need two hands, actually, to think of doctors who saved my life. Literally, right?
Yeah.
And so I have a reverence for doctors, generally. So when a doctor comes out and says, this will happen if you vote for Measure 1, and it's a bald-faced lie, and they're touted as some kind of an expert at Stanford Health, should they resign?
I'd be interested to know what role Stanford Health played in those doctors being there. Did those doctors want to do it, Or did Sanford say, hey, come be on a show with us. Come be in a commercial with us.
Exactly. Interesting questions. We have an Ebola expert from North Dakota at the bottom of the hour. We have probably the most renowned regulator of the oil and gas industry in the entire United States. Lynn Helms, the director of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, will be here at 10 o'clock for a cliff note version of his director's cut from yesterday, crunching the numbers on oil, and we're going to talk about what he thinks the price of oil will do. In the meantime, is the price of oil going up? I'm sorry, the price of oil going down a good thing or a bad thing? Tell us, would you, at 800-228-0550. Get Bob and Grafton in here quick. Bob, what do you think? Good thing or bad thing when it comes to the price of oil?
Morning, guys. I think it's a tough question, but you know, it's good for the consumers and bad for the producers. But you know, I think if we could just, you know, this president would just get off his duff and come to common sense, and we get some of this gas and oil and natural gas and get it to where we can sell it to
interesting point, Bob. Hold that thought. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell and Scott Hill. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. One other thing we're going to get to before I let Bob and Grafton finish his point here on what could be done, what solution could be here. There was a debate last night between Congressman Kevin Cramer, a George Sinner, a state senator, and Jack Seaman, the Libertarian Party candidate. It was on KFIRE TV, Orly and Bismarck. Originally, it was supposed to be in both KVLY in Fargo Valley News Live and KFIRE TV, and evidently the Sinner campaign complained about the moderator, Chris Berg of KVLY, and some long email string I saw, all these complaints from the Sinner folks. I mean, what are they afraid of, for crying out loud? I mean, it's unbelievable, but anyway, it's just so petty. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. I have a couple of clips I want to play from that debate last night and see if the viewers that saw that caught it. One is an economic term that Congressman Cramer used that George Sinner, a banker, clearly didn't understand. It was humorous. I mean, I'm waiting for Stephen Colbert to pick it up. It was so crazy. And the other one was the role of debating in the U.S. Congress. So do you use debating skills in the when you're a member of Congress? Evidently, George Sinner doesn't think you need to, and I'm kind of curious if he knows what happens in the House of Representatives. But anyway, we'll have some clips from that later in the show, and curious if you saw it, what you thought of it. 800-228-0550. So, Bob, your point is, I think, a good one, and I'll let you finish it because we were up against a break. But your point is, one of these people going to wake up and realize what? Fill in the blank for me.
Well, when are they going to wake up and realize that everybody could be happy? The consumer could pay a lot less for gas in our country, and we could export a lot of this natural gas and oil to other countries, thereby paying off our national debt. The oil industry and gas industry would still be making a lot of really good money, and deservedly so. And we could ship some of it to Russia, for example. Maybe that would calm some of the hostilities. They wouldn't have to have attacked Crimea and so on and so forth, and be aggressive with Ukraine. It's just common sense. And I'm not voting for any Democrat with the last name Sinner. I'm sorry. And Scott, who is that? What's the talk show host there that fills in? Is it Mark Stein that fills in for Bill Bennett's Morning in America on Fridays a lot?
No, I think you're talking about Davis, Mark Davis.
Yeah,
British guy fills in for Rush.
Right, Stein.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, he referred to you as when I talked to him the other day on the phone, remember, he told me to tell you hi and stuff. Well, he referred to you as a talk radio superhero. So if you want to be, I'd rather be a superhero than a talk radio giant. And by the way, the New York Giants are probably going to have to change their name here.
Here we go.
That's going to offend large people. So
that's a point I've mentioned on my show on KFIRE. I'm very offended. So I'm a big guy. So
you're a big, lovable guy. There's more to love. my wife always says, I miss those hugs. That's what my wife says to this day. I think everything else she's okay with, but she says, I miss those hugs. Bob, thank you. We got to keep going here. Gene in Valley City, you're next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hey, we want to know what's on your mind. We're talking Ebola with an expert at the bottom of the hour. And one of our Facebook questions today is do you believe that the threat is overblown, or are you concerned about the threat from Ebola? And does the federal government missteps in the handling make you believe it may spread closer to you? Do you worry about it? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Gene, Valley City, wants to talk what? Crops?
Good morning, Scott.
AARP.
AARP. Okay, I can't read. Yeah, sorry, I can't read. It's my bad. Should the AARP director in North Dakota have resigned over publicly supporting Measure 1? You tell me your take on this, Gene.
Scott, do you know what AARP stands for?
Retired persons. I can't remember the AA part.
American Association.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's what they call themselves, but it stands for Association of America Raped and Plundered.
Raped and pillaged.
There it goes, pillaged.
Yeah. Scott, that's sort of like my favorite term, R&D. You know what R&D stands for?
No.
Research and development. Right? So the equivalent of retired persons is the research and development. In the radio business, it's called rip off and duplicate. So that's it. You save a lot of money that way, right? Yeah, there's no such thing as a new idea.
Scott, the AARP people are guppies. Do you know what guppies do?
Well, we're getting a lesson today, aren't we?
Oh.
We know what the AARP stands for now, and what do guppies do? Tell me, Gene, please.
They devour their young.
How could they do that? Isn't that what Republicans do? I think that's what Republicans do. Of course, if you believe most Democrats, we just devour children and old people.
AARP. We've long here where I come from. We've long considered them guppies. They devour their young. They're pro-abortion. You know, tax the young people. You know, let's get our 15% senior citizens discount. With the guy that's buying diapers.
Never mind that the entitlement society can't be maintained. We want what we want, and to heck with the younger generation. I get it. Got it, Gene. Appreciate the call. Always a pleasure chatting with you, and I enjoy the analogies. And now I now know what the AARP stands for. Didn't really answer the question, and I wouldn't mind your take on this.
How about robbed and pillaged? Can we switch that? Because
there you go. That would be a little. It was a cleaner show. Yeah. I mean, it's a family friendly.
Well, that's kind of a strong word. I don't think. We could be as critical as we want of the AARP, but I don't think they're doing that to anybody.
So thank
you. Maybe robbing and pillaging.
Thank you, Todd. That's why you're here. Yeah, you're the decency monitor. 800-228-0550.
Is that a promotion or a demotion? Which way does that work?
I don't know. 800-228-0550. Email from a listener in South Dakota. We love our South Dakota listeners. Boy, is there a food fight going on down there in that Senate race right now. We don't have a Senate race that will help determine who controls the United States Senate in a few short days. But South Dakota does, and that's a big race, a big race. I'd love to hear from South Dakotans on how you plan to vote on that. Larry Pressler was one of my first ever political interviews. Then a senator from South Dakota, then a Republican, now an independent who's really thrown a monkey wrench in that race down there. And I wonder what South Dakotans think of it. I can't find a Republican in South Dakota that likes Mike Rounds, and I don't get that either. You know, there's a lot of criticism at him that's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the conservative wing, if you will, of the Republican Party is not fond of Mike Rounds. And Larry Pressler, who's sort of a moderate Republican, is now coming as an independent. Then you have the Democratic candidate, and it's a mess. That's why Mike Huckabee's coming there tomorrow. Rick Santorum was there earlier in the week.
Mm.
All the Republican brass are descending on South Dakota.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, I'm kind of curious, South Dakotans.
Damage control.
Exactly, what you think about this. So all call for South Dakotans, but here's an email from Frank in a town I can't even pronounce in South Dakota, Watauga. You heard of Watauga? Anyway, he says, not a lot of attention has been given to measure number 8 on your ballot, but I really think if anyone votes for this and calls themselves a conservative or a Republican, they're hypocrites. Anytime you take control away from the local people, it's a liberal agenda. I do have an alternative to this measure, though. Instead of having 175 instructional days of school, the DPI needs to change to 1,150 hours. Or however many the state requires of instruction. This would allow the schools to set longer hours during the day and allowing them to start after Labor Day and ending before Memorial Day. They could also look at a 4-day school week like my kids enjoy. Interesting take. Interesting take on that one. And we need some more Measure 8 talk and a few others. We're going to get to Marcy in Elgin coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. We have an Ebola expert for you in a moment, and I encourage your phone calls on it. And Brian Jamestown's already lined up with a comment, so we'll get to that in just a moment. Marcy and Elgin waited through the break, though. Let's get to Marcy. What is on your mind?
Hi. You made a comment about the person who was in charge of AARP in North Dakota saying a vote of yes on that measure, and I don't think that's really appropriate. I don't think that's really representing all of us. I'm 65. I have two 20-year-olds and a 21-year-old. Thanks to my best friend, who I met in the Army, she gave me her eggs so I could get pregnant. At the time, I had to leave the state and go to Colorado. I worked with many infertility couples since that time, and it's a big heartbreak to a lot of people in this state.
No, totally. I totally understand what you're saying, Marcy, and I'd love to know more about your story sometime, just because it sounds fascinating. But the point is, measure one doesn't change any of that. You know, that's the problem. I mean, that's the worst of politics. When you have and by the way, were you aware that one of the doctors from Stanford that came out and tried to scare you and others about in vitro fertilization and what measure one would mean for that? Are you aware that she refers to members of the North Dakota legislature as the Taliban?
North Dakota what? I'm sorry.
She refers to the North Dakota legislators as the Taliban.
No, I didn't hear him refer to that. I guess I didn't hear that on TV.
Yeah, so my point is, I mean, that's how over-the-top their rhetoric is. So if they'll call members of the legislature, compare them to Taliban, do you think they're going to tell the truth about what the measure's impact would be on in vitro fertilization?
Well, I do think that my son has it right. He did say that if conception is when a person is alive, he was frozen for 2 years, but his rationale is that he should actually be 21 and be able to drink with his sister. So I thought that was pretty good thinking on his part.
Your son has a sense of humor. I mean, I do believe life begins at conception, but I also appreciate a good sense of humor, and I also think that, you ought to make a choice about what is best for you and being able to have two wonderful children as a result of that medical revolution is something you choose. I personally would not, because of my own personal beliefs, and I follow the Catholic Church's teaching on this, but that's a decision you can make and one that I can make. The point is that people who argue that you will not be able to do that anymore if this passes are just not. It's the same thing on the other end of the spectrum on Measure One. The people that say, oh, my gosh, and I had a really well-informed elected Republican leader tell me, and all this stuff about what the impacts are going to be on hospice care and end of life. Boy, it kind of concerns me. I'm like, do you know that the Constitution already includes the right to life? So everything they claim is going to happen if Measure One passes could already happen. I didn't know that. That's the point. They're flooding the zone to tell you a bunch of stuff that's simply not true. And you need to spend time research this, dig into it. Don't take my word for it or anybody's word for it. I would only say when somebody will stoop to the level of comparing our elected leaders to the Taliban, you get the measure of the person. That enough right there would be, I'm going to go measure one just because that's so over the top, it's ridiculous. But I appreciate your call and love to hear more of your story sometime. All right, we have an expert here. So, Marion Bismarck, we're going to get to you. Brian Jamestown, I know you have a question as well. But without any further ado, please help me welcome Michelle Flanks to the program. Michelle is the ELC program manager at the Division of Disease Control at the North Dakota Department of Health. Michelle, thanks for joining us today on the program. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us. It's an important topic, so I think it's good we're doing this.
It is. Is it a crisis? I mean, is this fair to call what's happening now with Ebola a health crisis in the United States?
Oh, Ebola's a very serious situation. I mean, in the United States, I mean, we're not at, a point where there's widespread transmission occurring in communities, and I don't see that happening here, you know, like what's going on in Western Africa, but I mean, it's serious, and there's, the outbreak is still occurring, particularly in three countries of interest right now over in West Africa, and so, you know, I mean, if, as long as that outbreak is occurring and there's cases continuing to escalate in those countries, there definitely is still some risk to the United States of travelers coming back. We're going to be doing everything we can, you know, if there happens to be somebody in North Dakota and, of course, in the United States to try and, limit that contact through intensive contact tracing. But, you know, it is. It's a very serious situation that we've been, you know, planning for if we happen to have a case in North Dakota for a while now, and we need to make those preparations. They're very important.
I want to talk a little bit about those preparations and also want to welcome any questions or comments. I think facts at a time like this are very important, right? You know, the media can tend to really fan the flames unnecessarily sometimes, so I always sort of, you know, watch it unfold for a while and then go, okay, there's enough here where we ought to dig into this. We probably haven't spent as much time on the air with this as possible as we could have because of the significance of it, only because there's just so much out there. It's like, what do you believe, right? So that's why we have an expert here. And if you have questions, good time to ask them at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian in Jamestown, your question on Ebola for our guest.
Yeah, one of my main concerns with Ebola is the cost of treating a patient. I genuinely believe the reason we don't have some type of a treatment method that could be readily used in West Africa is due to the fact that the average income for the people who live there is $700 a year. Drug use is rampant. Illiteracy is huge. Prostitution, things like that, where people would be in these close quarters. And if a person only makes $700 a year, how could they pay for the treatment for Ebola? Mark Zuckerberg donated $25 million, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, to the CDC. You know, what role does that play in actually finding some type of a treatment method or even possibly a cure? Financial aspect, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Well, there is some more, obviously there's some more research that is needed into how to treat these individuals. There have been outbreaks in of Ebola in the past, but right now there is no, well, as you said, I mean, there's no specific treatment. There's no vaccine. There's no specific treatment. I mean, if somebody does have Ebola, we need to be providing really good supportive care and making sure, their fluids and everything are in balance and their vital organs are working optimally and appropriately. But, you know, any time that, if there's going to be vaccine development or, research for certain treatments, and the treatments, and I can't comment on what, treatments the Ebola patients in the United States are receiving. I don't know the exact treatment, what is being given, because there probably are some, experimental treatments and things that are being done to try and see how they work. And like I said, I can't comment on that because I don't, know what's being done. But, to be developing these things, there is some cost with that. And I don't know,
I will take this opportunity to put in a plug. There's often complaints about the price of prescription drugs, especially when they're new to the market, right? It is not cheap to develop drugs to take on bad things. And I'm not one of those people that believes we ought to have a European-like model for prescription drugs, because I don't want to thwart innovation. Either at the private sector level or anywhere else, because, you know, there's a lot of folks that ought to be turned loose. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think this is a funding problem, right? I don't think we're not curing this or tackling this because of funding. I mean, this is enough of a crisis, and you know, do you see any lack of funding that would hold back any kind of serious effort to tackle this problem?
You know, from the United States, you know, and from our aspect, you know, if there is, you know, a response that we need here, I don't, you know, I mean, we're going to be doing the response appropriately. So, you know, from, you know, our standpoint here, you know, stateside, you know, lack of, you know, funding to health departments and, you know, to the healthcare system to adequately, you know, care for these individuals that do have Ebola, I guess I don't see that. I know we're going to be able to care for them.
So let's talk a little bit about
different than in West Africa.
Let's talk a little bit about the North Dakota preparations. We've been hearing a lot about the missteps in the handling of the patients in Dallas, as an example. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know if you've seen this video. Have we put that on the Facebook page yet of the airport tarmac? The guy's running around with a clipboard, and there's, you know, looks like
a
bunch of other people in these suits, and there's one other guy literally walking around with nothing other than a clipboard. And so there's been a lot of ball drops here in the preparation that have led to some of the problems we're facing. If tomorrow, you know, there was a suspected case of Ebola in North Dakota, are hospitals prepared? Give us a sense of the preparation and the protocols that are going on right now, right here.
Yeah, we've been having and working on this and having communications with the healthcare community, and other organizations, since this summer, so sometime in August, maybe even before that. We've been having internal discussions as well, about, you know, what we're going to do and what we could do. We've had, a number of, video conference planning, conferences that have been held with the healthcare communities, with healthcare providers. We've been providing information through it's called a healthcare alert network, where information is distributed to healthcare providers, laboratories, local public health units across the state, giving them the most up-to-date information on Ebola, new guidance that come out. And so we've been in communications with the healthcare community for a while. And so I think that our healthcare communities are prepared for if somebody presents, they know what to do if somebody does present. And so initially, you know, when somebody does present, I mean, they need to be checked for symptoms, for fever, other symptoms of Ebola. And then another important piece, too, is to assess if the patient has some kind of exposure, whether, you know, they travel to a country that has widespread Ebola transmission, or if they've had direct contact with an individual who is confirmed or suspected of having Ebola within the past 21 days. That's going to be raising the red flag, where this person initially needs to be put into isolation, and then the health department consulted so we can, you know, conduct a risk assessment and probably end up, you know, if they do have their appropriate symptoms and then exposure, that, you know, we'd be testing them for Ebola and getting them into care as soon as possible. And that's very important, so, you know, the individual who is sick, you know, can get the appropriate care, can be assessed, and then also so we're limiting additional spread and additional contact in that community. So you want to get them into health care as soon as possible if somebody does become sick.
Let's get Kurt and Bismarck in here with a question quickly before our break. We'll get you, Kurt, the question. You have to have the answer on the other side here. So quickly, what is your question for our guest?
Yes, doctor. I'm a little bit upset. We've known about this for 40 years, and we have done nothing, absolutely nothing. And the reason is because it was happening in Africa instead of here. It's a pandemic.
Is that a fair statement, an accurate statement, Michelle?
Well, first of all, I'm not a doctor. so, you know, if there's any, like, medical, you know, I just want to state that I'm not a doctor. But, you know, I think that we do have and have had emergency plans and preparations, because, you know, there, with travel the way it is, there's always risk of something.
Very good. More on that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a PetroServe USA location near you, and the next time you have a chance, fill up at the very place that gives you choice at the pump, E15. They're innovators. There's everything from E10 all the way up to E85. I'm a big fan of E85 for this reason. Look at the price. It pencils out. I save money on every fill on my big Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. Tell you what, it's a great way to go. You know what else? They're the folks that are fueling Main Street by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA helps America feel better, and I love it. So whether you're filling up in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck or West Fargo or Moorhead or any of their locations, PetroServe USA is near you. And some great specials in October, like the Chex Mix for 99 cents, Blue Diamond Almonds, 79 cents, the Tootsie Roll Giant Twin Packs are only 89 cents, and those Deli Express $2.99 to $3.59 quarter-pound cheeseburgers, big 100% beef burgers, big Chuck Cattleman, and more. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanlon. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. I might go over there and see the Maytag repairman, known as the service guys at High Plains Apache. Might be a good place for a cup of coffee today, Todd. You want to come along?
Sure.
It's right across from Bonanza. You know, we can hit the buffet and no, they don't advertise, do they? We're not going to go to some restaurant that doesn't advertise.
Well, I think they have from time to time. But
have they? Yeah. Are they What's On Your Mind sponsor?
No.
No, we're not going there then.
Maybe they'd become one.
What farm are we supposed to go to before for pie? Remember, we were supposed to before Harbor Sands.
New Salem.
Yeah, we better make that happen.
Ooh,
see, those are the restaurants we promote.
Exactly.
That's true mom's cooking. Anyway, High Plains Apache is a place that focuses on one thing, unlike me, who tends to take a few rabbit trails when it comes to food. They have one focus, like a laser. It's sprayers, and they pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. They have a great website, highplainsapache.com. I love the grower stories on there. They have a link to all kinds of stories from growers about the difference it makes to have the operating efficiency and the light footprint of a Apache sprayer. But there's a lot of things there you'll find, including some used sprayers right now, and also more on this ET Egg Center, where you get access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry, and not just for Apache, for any sprayer. Stop in today. High Plains Apache, they're in Mandan. They're also in Fargo, or Frontier, actually, and online 24/7 at highplainsapache.com. More of our conversation now with Michelle Feist, Program Manager of the Division of Disease Control at the North Dakota Department of Health. So, Michelle, I'll allow you a little more opportunity to answer more of that question. And obviously, you're doing this from the perspective of North Dakota's Department of Health and the Division of Disease Control. A lot of this is happening at the federal level as well. But just, again, back to North Dakota. What are the North Dakota preparations that are being done, and how long have they been going on?
Yeah, well, we have been preparing for a number of months, since sometime in August. For sure, we've been actively, doing some preparations even before that. In the summer, we've been having internal conversations about, what we're going to do, what needs to be done. And we did some limited activation of the Department of Health Operations Center, Incident Command System, and that's really to help coordinate and guide program activities and the response, communications, things like that. We've been we've been working with the university system to coordinate, preparing for students that would return that may have come from some of those West African countries to do some fever monitoring and symptom monitoring. As I said, we've been communicating with the healthcare community through the public health alert network to give guidance and other documents and information regarding Ebola to the healthcare community. We've been working with businesses regarding travel, employees who may be traveling and returning from West Africa, what needs to be done, multiple video conferences, and they're all archived on our Ebola website too. So there's even something for the general public as well. So if they want some information about Ebola, they can be sure welcome them to watch that that video conference that we have had. And we do, we continue to, we like to work with the media and getting information out to the public, and there's been some social media messages that have been developed as well. So, we encourage people to, call us if they have questions and view our website or the CDC's website as well to get the most current and accurate information on Ebola.
800-228-0550. I take your point, though, Kurt, and I appreciate the call because I think there's a lot of concern over this. The New York Daily News cover, which what I would be fairly called a left-leaning, tabloid in New York, cover today says, and I quote, "For God's sakes, get a grip." There's a picture of President Obama, and then a headline that says, "March, Ebola outbreak revealed. October, Ebola response still chaotic." You got to see it to sort of completely comprehend it, but it's pretty amazing. I just tweeted out actually a cover of it, and that's just March to October. You're saying we've known for decades, so I think you make a very good point there. 800-228-0550. Let's get to a couple of other callers in here. Where is Dave calling from? Dave, you're up next for our guest. Go ahead.
Is he talking to me?
Go ahead, Dave. Yep, you're up.
Okay. I'm wondering, on measure 4, do you know, on that measure, does it say that's the one about, that it's got to be brought before the legislator of any kind of fiscal spending going on? Okay, on that bill, does it say in that bill that the state's attorney, that the Secretary of State has the power to whether a petition is circulated or not? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd love to get you an answer on that. I happen to plan to vote yes on Measure 4 and no on 5 because I think Measure 4 prevents future Measure 5s and the disaster it could bring to the state budget. But I don't know your question specifically. Hang on, Dave, so I can get some information from you. We'll get that and get that to you. We're talking about Ebola right now, so I'm going to respect the time of the guest here because we don't have much time left. Bruce in Bismarck, question for our guest on Ebola. Last one of the hour. Go ahead.
One of the concerns that I've had, and I visited with my wife about 3 weeks ago and, on the Ebola thing, and last night I was listening to Dr. Manny Alvarez on one of the news networks, and he expressed the same concern that I had expressed, and that is that if Ebola were to get into Central America or into Mexico, where the if cases started coming across our what appear to be our very porous borders.
I hear you, Bruce. I'm going to expedite this quickly. How does it spread? And if it does get closer, is that an even bigger concern?
Now, it spreads through direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is sick with Ebola, and they have to be sick with Ebola. So it's not spread through the air or water or anything like that. But, you know, if it does, you know, get into other countries, that is always a concern. You know, as this thing spreads and there's other countries that are involved, that increases the risk to North Dakota and the United States, definitely.
Thanks, Michelle. Sorry we're out of time, everybody. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you have a nasty odor problem that you want to get rid of, right? Let me tell you about a North Dakota product that does the job. Odor Medicine. It'll get rid of odors for good. Even the worst of the worst. Stale cigarette smoke, skunk, mold, urine, even the stench of rotting meat will vanish with Odor Medicine. There is not an odor it cannot remove. And Odor Medicine is biodegradable and toxin-free. If you order now, you can take advantage of a very special offer. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, enter the promo code Scott, get $5 off your order plus free shipping. Or call them at 855-800-6367. That's 855-800-ODOR. Mention promo code Scott and you'll save money. Stop masking those odors with air freshener or potpourri and make them vanish forever with Odor Medicine. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-6367, promo code Scott.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.